Gotcha.
It's not informal here.
But as a residential, as a non-business, you don't have to have an attorney.
Correct.
You can represent yourself.
I mean, that is in the, if that's it, that's in the non-condo hotel side of it, so they can't do nightly rental right there, based on my understanding.
I believe you're right. There's one section that the covenant restrictions, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
That's the one above the steakhouse, isn't it?
It appears steakhouse. Yeah, it's on the left of the. But it's to the north.
But we've already established these aren't right. They're not accurate as far as where they actually.
Oh, the little blue line is not them. Okay.
Well,
it sometimes
it's at the other end.
Ish.
Well, because what was explained to us last year.
Here's
right, but it's explained to us that you know if it's a three-story, they got to put those somewhere so they stack them on top of each other. Well, you can't really stack them on this software, so they're spread out. So that could be on the very bottom, could be on the very top. We don't know.
Gotcha.
Could be further to the west. Could be further to the east. Could be
parking.
Yeah.
Parking garage there.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Right. That's right above the parking garage there.
Yeah, there's the fountains right down there.
Yeah.
See, there's that kind of sack.
Is that the top level?
We don't know.
You want to ask.
Okay.
Get him on there.
I'm assuming 210 would be the second level.
Just by buildings. 210.
He's got a building now.
Hello.
Hello. Is,
Do you know Karskanoskis?
Is this Mr. Karskanoskis?
Dino Karskanoskis, yes.
Yes, hello, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization. And
yes.
We're looking
I'm expecting your call.
Yes,
yeah.
And we're looking at your property and
okay.
At 9210 Branson Landing.
That's correct.
It is currently valued at $362,498. What are you feeling it's valued at?
Right now, I don't think I can sell for $220,000 or something like that. If they've really come down, according to comparables and what I'm hearing about here, that number you have is when they were first built 10 years ago.
Okay.
I've been paying that this whole time, but one day I woke up and I said, wait, I think I'm paying too much.
Is it a two-bedroom unit?
Yes.
Okay, and does it face the water? What level are you on?
It faces the main street, not the water. We're okay. On the second level, 210.
And it's a two-bedroom. What? How many square feet?
Ish. I don't know. I'm trying to think ish.
I can get it for you.
Huh? What do you think?
I don't know.
I ain't guessing. I don't know. I'm not good at that.
Now, are you on the top floor?
1607.
No, we're the first. Actually, we're on the first floor of the condo.
1607.
We're above the stores.
Sir, do you have any appraisal or anything to present to this board as far as?
I don't, but I think I sent the parables. They were emailed.
We've got them.
Yeah, but I have not gotten an appraiser. I don't want to spend that money when we compare,
Did you say 1605?
1607.
If you took square footage on that comparable, it'd make his the 26444 using that comparable. On price per square foot. Do you know where that...
How long have you owned this?
I'm assuming it's building 10.
Pardon me?
How long have you owned it?
Cheryl, how long have we been here? 4 years.
Okay.
We came after the flood, that flood we had. We lost our house. I think it was, no, maybe 5 years, 2011.
Brandon, you had square footage that was what?
26444. Where's building 10 at, do you know, Jim?
And our building is on the belt side.
Belts. West side.
Oh, yeah.
You're looking for building 10?
Yeah. That's where his comparables are from. Can you zoom out a little bit? Zoom out a little bit. Okay, go to the one on the south side. No, you're right there. Click on it again.
62.
I'm trying to find one.
Which is what he has assessed.
Okay. Is there a more sought after?
I mean, it's a good location.
But they are selling for less than that.
You're in the wrong building there, aren't you?
I was trying to find building 10.
Oh.
The comparables were from building 10, so I was trying to figure out where that was at.
Yeah. And they're large units in that other side, aren't they?
On the north side, yes.
Yeah, on the north side. But his comps are coming from the other unit down in the...
Coming from building 10, yeah.
Yeah.
They're big and very similar.
About 200 square.
That's the land. I mean, that's the middle of landing, yeah. And they're over there and over there.
Did Brandon make a motion?
No.
Do you have a recommended evaluation?
You mean what I would? What I think it's worth?
Correct.
I don't know, it's, right now, it's the lowest it's been as far as value, is my understanding. If I were to sell it, maybe $220,000.
What's your recommendation?
Oh, I think he's in the park.
I'm going to try something here, and you guys may not want to go that route, but I'm going to make a recommendation that we set it for $284,000.
Is that a motion?
There is one motion. Sold for $275,000
in there. That's what I'm saying.
So I think
$200,000. How long ago was that?
That was 2010 when that sold, which, you know, it's that's still at the bottom. We haven't risen, you know.
Well, I don't think I'd be able to sell it for that much now. I wish I could, but...
Let me state it like this. With the evidence presented to this board, I'm going to make the motion that we set it at $284,000, which puts us in the ballpark with the 2010 sale.
Second.
Is that you, Brandon?
Yeah.
We have a motion for $284,000, and we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
So do you think I can sell it for $285,000?
$284,000 is what we...
I doubt it, if I were to sell it. Pretty high, but you guys, I guess, call the shots on that. any more than I have to. I've paid a lot the past 4 years, you know, over $3,000 a year. And I just made two payments this year, $1,800, towards the tax.
You'll receive a letter in the mail from the county clerk's office stating what we've decided on. If you don't like it, you can go ahead and continue on with the board, or excuse me, with the state tax commission, and that'll all be explained in that letter. So if you feel it's still not the correct value, you, there is a next step that you can take. So,
okay, tell me, so how much is that a year on taxes?
We would have to have the assessor figure that. It's based on a calculation on value.
Okay, so they'll send that to me?
I can get that for him and call him.
Yeah, Mr. Pennell said he can get that for you and call you.
Oh, I see. Okay, great.
All righty.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Andrew Danner is here with Caney County Holdings, or Caney Holdings, LLC, and he's present.
Is that 165 Partners?
165 Partners, and is the first one, and the second one is Caney Holdings, LLC.
So he's both of them?
He's both.
Hmm.
Correct?
Yes. I don't envy you guys one bit.
We're about 65% done on the developmental connections project. Good. So we're excited about that, and thank you guys.
Excuse me 1 second. Are these set for definitive times of 1:45?
Yes.
Or do you wait 2 minutes?
Gotcha.
Do you know which parcel numbers? Do you have the parcel numbers?
Yes. Which one in 165 first? Yeah, we can do that one first. Yeah, it should be 18-1.0-02-004-009-029.000.
That's the one that's scheduled at 3:15.
On our paperwork, it's showing 1:45.
Yeah, they told me to both of them be at the same time.
But it's number 12.
Oh, this is different from what I have. I apologize.
I think they caught it and put them together, Chuck.
Got it.
Because it's 2016-12 and 2016-3.
You have to set the application request and stuff.
Are you looking at 3 or 6 or 12?
You can bring your own.
Okay, I can do that. I can do that.
What did we give you access to?
165.
Mm-hmm. 165.
That's right by the water tower and the little scooter things you ride on. It's just south of that.
Oh, 165?
Yeah. So you have the Uptown Cafe, and you got the water tower, and you got the little...
Oh, okay. It's where the old tower you used to climb up and look out over the... There used to be a tower there to climb up and walk, you know, kind of what they had over there by Jesse James Hotel.
Airplane crashed there by the water tower once.
Yeah, right back behind those
storage units. Yeah, there's a trailer park right back there, too.
That's off Aaron Way.
I don't remember the name of the road right behind it.
It's Aaron Way.
Yeah.
All righty.
I think you guys have my application. The evidence we just closed on that this year for $900,000, I think, has $990,000 value. It also included a bunch of personal property that I don't think should be assessed that was included with the contract that we had listed out. We figure that's around 35.